7:1-3. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gather them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's begin to thank God for the gift of salvation and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. Open your mouth, somebody, from the depth of your heart. Father, we thank you for the gift of salvation and also the opportunity to gather with other believers in your presence this afternoon in the heat of the day to encounter you. Jesus, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. We are grateful. We don't take it for granted. Thank you for even the opportunity to meet online, regardless of all our locations. Lord, that we can still converge and still have you in our midst, speaking to us, meeting us. We know we're not going to be the same. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. Where there's no guidance, a people fall. But in the abundance of counselors, there's safety. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Almighty God, we thank you for the preservation of life of leadership. Thank you for the preservation of the purpose of leadership and the entire ministry. Thank you for preservation. Thank you for sustenance. Lord, for you are the one who is able to watch over the city that no one can. Lord Jesus, we thank you. You said we should give thanks for those in authority, those in leadership. Thank you for our teaching priests. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise for the covering over us. We give you thanks that everyone in the ministry is also preserved in the precious name of Jesus. And we prayed. Psalm 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise. You have a few minutes to ask God for forgiveness of sins in any way you have trespassed against God's will. In Jesus' name.
Oh.
Isaiah chapter 46 verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let us pray, asking that the will of God for our lives as individuals, and also for Glow Music Ministry in its entirety, in relation to his end time kingdom agenda, should be established. Open your mouth in the depth of your heart. He has said that he will do it. He has promised and he will make it good. Let's open our mouth and pray this prayer in line, in agreement. Whatever you have purpose for my life, for which I am on earth now, the reason I'm in Glow Music, the reason Glow Music is here in this end time, let that purpose be established. Let that purpose be established. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come, Lord Jesus. We all be done. We align with your counsel. You said you would do your own pleasure. We align with it. Do your own pleasure concerning our lives in this end time and that of the ministry. In the precious name of Jesus have we prayed.
Thank you.
Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 9. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are praying that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve him faithfully. Let us pray. Father, for every minute, every second, for every resource invested into service to you, Lord Jesus, as we devote ourselves to serve you, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. Let us see increase on every side. We ask, O God, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve you faithfully. Bless the work of our hands, O God. Let us see the kingdom, the work of our hands, 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 the work of our and be in health even as thy soul prospereth. And 1 Peter 3:24 says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, so live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are praying and enforcing God's provision of divine health for our lives, our families, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. Open your mouth. As the Lord increases us financially, that financial increase must not be wasted on sicknesses in the name of Jesus. Whenever the Lord requires us to be out on the field, we will not be held back, not by our own sickness, not by sickness of family members, not by health challenges from anywhere. Nobody in the ministry will have hindrances, my God. Preserve our health in the name of Jesus. We enforce your provision of divine health, the one that you made and declared is finished on the cross. We enforce it over our lives in the name of Jesus, over our families, over the leadership of this ministry and the entire membership.
Let your will of divine health be at work in our lives in the name of Jesus.
Begin to thank God for answered prayer. Father, we give you all the glory.
In the name of Jesus,
we give you all the praise. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for hearing and answering us. We give you glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Sambe Jiwa. When you're nyama she a sorrow. show when you're Yama a sorrow asa see one more time when you're Yama
Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
We've been looking at Guard Your Prophecy, and under that we focused on Close Your Eyes. Today is the third session of Close Your Eyes, and today we are specifically looking at overcoming the hidden deceit of riches. Please say after me, I will overcome the hidden deceit of riches.
I will overcome the hidden deceit of riches.
In Mark chapter 4, verse 18, it says, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. And before I continue, please remember that we've been looking at this parable in Matthew 4, where Jesus compares the sowing of the word of God into our hearts, as he's been comparing it to the parable of the sower, where this man goes out to sow the word, and the kinds of soil on which it falls. You can get the whole parable in Matthew 4. But the very concluding one, which is the third group of people, are those which the seed fell among thorns. And so now he breaks it down for us to understand how come he categorizes these as they whose seeds fell among thorns. So verse 19, it says, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. So they receive the word all right into their hearts, but at the end of the day, the word becomes unfruitful. There are many believers right now, many singers in the choir right now, many instrumentalists, too many, who receive the word every Sunday. Pastor, preach it. Pastor, you are dialing numbers. You are giving me the word. Preach on. Tell us. You say all sorts of things. We receive the word, all right. As a matter of fact, outrightly, or right there, we never reject it. We receive it. That is to say, we accept that what you are telling us from God's word is the truth. But then, these things choke the word and makes it unfruitful. So it means we don't experience change. We hear the word, but no change. And whenever you see people every Sunday from ministry to church to everywhere, they receive the word of God, but no change in their lives, then you see that it is this last group, this last category. Those who receive the word and the cares of the world, we spoke about that the other time. We spoke also about lust in our very previous session. And now we look at the deceitfulness of riches. The deceitfulness of riches. It's my prayer that you will never be deceived. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that through truth, the impartation of truth, you will experience change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is so sad to see people who are committed to the things of God and yet not receiving change or not accessing change. It is very, very sad. And so this scenario, which rids us of the full benefit of God's blessing through his word, it will not repeat in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 17, he says, blessed art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles, and thy princes watch it, eat in due season for strength and not for drunkenness. 18, by much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through. And then 19. A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry. And this is the part that we always say. But money answereth all things. Money answereth all things. We get excited and we jump in church when we hear pastors say, money answereth all things. So we have to get money. Then people are screaming. It means that use any means to get the money you need. So I asked a lady one time by the street, but why are you here? Why are you here? Sir, use what you have to get what you want. Use what you have to get what you want. That was the response. And so the youth of today, as a matter of fact, is quite unfortunate that those who have taken the lead, some have not set the right example for the youth of today. They see our big men use all sorts of means to loot money. And so youth are coming with a certain mentality that if you did one, we will do two for you. We'll let you know that the latter shall be greater than the former in a bad way. But you are receiving revelation today so that you can impact your generation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Money answered all things, but it is conditional. You look at the scripture there, he gave a scenario and then semicolon. That is to say that the statement I'm going to make is to explain what I've said earlier. So what the writer meant to say is that you can have a feast which is made for laughter, or you can target wine for merry. It didn't say alcoholic wine. It just said wine for merry. But if you have money, you can get the wine and also get the laughter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So let me paint you this picture. I remember when I was a young boy, when I heard architecture, I got excited. I want to be an architect. Then I'll hear pilot. Oh, I'm excited. I want to be a pilot because I know if I'm a pilot, I can fly all around. If I'm an architect, I can build my own building. Okay. And there were many people like me. So you realize that you are asked, so what do you want to be in future? Then your mind is blank. You just start having headache. Because you see that everywhere you see that you would require service, it's as if you want to do something there to be able to do it yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so for everybody who has found themselves in that position before today, I'm showing you the solution. You need to understand that when you have money, you don't have to wait for somebody to do a feast for you to go and laugh there. You can actually pay for the joker to come to your house to come and do the jokes there. Please, do you understand?
Yeah.
When you have money, you don't have to wait for someone to do party or Christmas time to drink wine and then be merry. You can actually have a whole cellar in your house with the nicest wines, non-alcoholic wines, to make your life very, very exciting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In that sense, money answered all things. In the sense that, get the money to pay for the service. You don't have to go into architecture because you need a house. You can pay someone to build you a house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't need to be a musician to hear good music. You can pay someone to produce nice music for you to hear. And in that sense, money what?
Answered all things.
You can pay for that. You don't need to go to medical school to become a doctor to be able to do good medicine for yourself. You can pay someone to attend to you. And so you need to understand that context. And after that, then I'm here to tell you that it's quite unfortunate, but there are things that money cannot buy. Money is limited. Number one, eternal life. According to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace are ye saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. The gift of God. And not of works, lest what? Any man should boast. If salvation was for sale, there are some people, they will never even see the road to heaven. If salvation was for sale, some people will buy the keys and put it in their pocket. They will lock it in their safe at the bank. But thank God for the sacrifice of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That God is no respecter of persons. Yes. No respecter of persons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eternal life can never be bought by money. So calm down. Your money cannot save you. Number two, good works. Someone said that, oh, Pastor, I want to be rich so that I can do many, many good works. Today, I'm here to make you understand that money will not necessarily give you good works. We read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. It says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So as a believer, whether you have cash or no cash in your pocket, you are created unto what?
Good works.
The secret is that you have to be God's workmanship to work unto good works. If you are not God's workmanship, if God is not working in your life, your works cannot be good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Acts 10:38, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. It didn't say he went about sharing money for votes, or he went about sharing money, because money cannot solve all problems. And so you need to know where to place money, as we have learned. And you ought to beware of dead works. Beware of dead works. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, it says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Getting money does not necessarily generate good works. There are people who said that, oh, when I get money, what I will do for this church? They got the money and they ended up elsewhere because their conscience was not yet purged by the Lord. Today, I want to give you this opportunity to surrender your life to Christ Jesus. Until your heart is for the Lord, your money can never be for God, and you perish with your money. So I want to give you this opportunity. Next week, we'll continue with the teaching, but at this juncture, it is very imperative that you give your life to Christ Jesus so that you can have access to this eternal life that money cannot buy. Only your belief and your confession can buy or can gain access to eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please say this short prayer after me. Father, my Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for the sacrifice you made for me, purchasing me from the camp of the enemy, using your precious blood, and delivering me into your eternal kingdom. Today, I accept this gift. I confess you as my Lord and my personal Savior forever and ever. Grant me your Holy Spirit, that by your Spirit I can live a life that is pleasing to you alone. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for his word. Let's worship him. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you everything we have. Lifting our hearts and hands before you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you everything we have, lifting our hearts and hands before you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you everything. For you, we give you glory.
Yes, we do.
We give you honor. Oh, yes. We give you everything we have. Lifting our hearts and hands before you, we give. do, we give you honor. We give you everything we have, lifting our hearts and hands before you, Lord.
If you just gave your life to Christ, contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. He gave you everything we have, lifting our hearts and hands before you. Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. We'll meet again at 6 p.m. prompt for worship hour. Shalom.